course, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California, listening to the sounds there of Apache Tomcat and Lose Your Head. I'm Margaret Gray. Wait a minute. I'm General Galen Shaw. Me, I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. Here's Mr. Henry.
What is so funny about that, with him pointing at me and saying, wait a minute?
Because he was going to... I've told you, we're introing the music.
Oh, we're mentioning the band names, is that it?
Yes, we're going to mention, we're giving credit where credit is due, and mentioning the groups.
Exactly.
And to that end...
All right, well, my apologies to Apache Tomcat. I was not well-versed in it.
Well, we had a discussion about it.
Well, you know something? I didn't input all of it, okay, brain? So...
All right, Margaret, you're the one that missed it.
Sorry. Sorry, bud.
Thank you. That's, you know, I'll take it under advisement.
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Hold on, man, because we got a big show ahead here, folks, and we need every... Well, pardon me for saying...
Yeah, he's going to say every swing and dick.
Oh, what an asshole. Right, wait, Margaret, where are you going? I'm walking it off. Save me from a homicide charge.
What is it with you, bud? You know, son, you can't just blurt out everything that comes into your head, no matter how small, no matter how little room there is up there for it.
What are you laughing at?
Laughing at you, man. So, anyway, welcome to the program, folks, the world-famous... Phil Henry Show.
Talk about me.
Yep. And today... You going to sit down?
Yes, I'll sit down in a minute. Okay, I'm getting some oxygen. I'm just breathing. I'm doing some deep breathing. And this is yoga. Do you know what yoga is, Phil?
Yeah, let me think. No, I don't.
You just said, yeah, let me think. You sounded almost Uruguayan there.
Yeah, you did, Mr. And he went, you know...
And I know what I did.
I'm doing a little bit of deep breathing. Just hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, read it and weep.
Boy, that was very unladylike.
It went into the sink.
Right, Margaret, are you joining us?
What is the big deal with you guys?
We don't know. Are you going to be walking around behind us? Or
what, are you afraid I'm going to shank you or something? Yes, I'm sitting down.
Afraid to shank us? What does that mean?
Well, you guys are creeped out by the fact that I'm wandering around behind you.
We just want you to sit down and...
Yeah, just sit down and join the show here, Margaret.
Yeah, you wandering around out there, it does. It gives one pause.
Me wandering around out there. Now, this is really interesting. I want to know about this.
Nothing. We don't have time to discuss right now. But you know what we can do is I'll book some group therapy, man. We can all go in to like a nut house and...
Oh, is that right?
That's right. We'll all sit down in a nut house and have the doctor, you know, examine us.
And who do you think you'll really be talking to?
Probably just me.
Bingo.
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 Frank Gray, you know, let me just give the intro to this because this is very, very delicate. What happened was on the...
oh, my God, not this.
Yes, this. On the classic show for yesterday, we drew it from the month of December of 1999, mm-hmm. rather. I thought I heard Frank's car.
Yeah, Mr. Gray, just hang on there for a minute. Booth, you'll hang on for a minute, yeah. Mr. Gray, you got to hang on for a minute.
All right, I'm right here. Do you want?
Thanks, bud. That's great. You might want to get on the phone.
Sorry, Mr. Grant. I had to cut you off. I didn't cut it off. No, I did not cut it off. No, I didn't. Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, can't be that. Frank, we'll be with you in a second. Thank you.
Sorry.
Now I forgot.
I'll remind you because this. When I heard this, I thought I was going to drop 10 pounds right there in my jeans.
God.
Well, I did.
What happened wasn't that big of a thing when we explained it to the audience. What happened was on the show, on the classic show for yesterday, we were airing a show from 1999 in which I was telling the story of a radio host that I had worked with who uttered a racially offensive term as part of a phrase that he had learned in his native country. And I was looking to illustrate that by mentioning what the phrase was, and I used the entire unedited N-word.
And that is something you don't do, Phil.
Not now. In 1999, as I mentioned, and just let me say this, because you guys are going to piss me off if you keep interrupting.
Target, we got to let him get the story out.
All right.
Because using that word is not acceptable. It wasn't acceptable in 1999. It wasn't acceptable in 1989, which was when the event took place that I was quoting. But there was a time when you quoted somebody using it, you used the word. How that changed, how it morphed, I can't tell you. As a broadcaster, I know what's always been acceptable, and I know what is unacceptable. In terms of license, you know, all of that stuff. You have to know that stuff. So, but in 1999, in recounting the story, you used the entire word. I used the entire word in the quote. And it was, the quote was basically, N-word in a woodpile, although I used the word. All right, but so when somebody heard the replay, they flipped their lid. Yeah, they flipped their lid. So I went on, I did a Facebook Live on the BSP's and More page, and I explained that. And I, first of all, I want to thank all the BSPs for weighing in, and people seem to understand. What's the problem? Well, what the problem is this, Phil. You think the BSPs understand. When you say that word, all bets are off. And I talked to David G. Hall. I think he's... David will be on in a minute. I got Frank Gray, who is an entertainment attorney, who is also on the line with us here this evening. And okay, now, Frank, we've got you now, and I thank you for your patience. And thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Phil.
Okay, so did you hear any of that?
What I heard was that you uttered an N-word, and you said, in no uncertain terms, you said it, and people started to flip their lids. And said, can you hold on for just a minute, because I got to get a bit of it.
How you doing? Go ahead, N-word, everybody.
Okay, well, here's what I want to ask you. Do you guys have any buttered buns?
How you doing?
Yeah,
go listen. Ahead, Lord,
I was wondering, do you guys have
right.
buttered bun? Do you have the buttered bun?
Hey, Bam?
Yeah, I want to get a buttered bun. In other words, what I want is a bun.
All right.
Fully buttered. Fully loaded with
hey,
butter.
Bam?
Yeah.
All right, it's okay. 747. Thank you.
So you do have the buttered bun, because I was not sure.
All right, it's 747. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So I was just wondering about... Yeah, thanks. Hey, listen... I have to put the butter on. Hold on for a minute, Phil, will you?
Look, we've been through this before, Frank, with you at the drive-thru. Frank, are you getting your order right?
Oh, my God, Margaret, I just heard you go, Frank! That's exactly how it sounded.
Margaret, don't do that. I don't want to listen to that clown, that chowderhead, balling everything up and fouling things up.
Yeah.
Hey, Margaret, don't hang up on me, okay? It's not my fault I like the buttered bun.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you making garbage out of every conversation you're... Go ahead. Okay, so I'm trying to get your advice on this thing. When I said what I said, okay?
Well, it wasn't intentional, was it?
No, it wasn't intentional.
All right, well, first of all, hold on for a minute, will you? Hey, you.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Go ahead, Warren, I'll be ready.
All right, listen, I want to get the buttered bun, and I'll turn it. I want to get a buttered bun, fully buttered, all right?
All right.
Okay, good. Then I want to get a cup
hey,
of coffee.
Bam?
Yeah, I want to get a cup of coffee.
And all right.
Okay. And I want to get the...
Hey, Bam?
Yeah, I want napkins.
All right.
You guys don't give napkins.
Hey, Bam?
No, that's it. Buttered bun with a cup of coffee.
How you doing? Go ahead, Warren. I'll be ready.
I just ordered. I said I want a buttered bun with a cup of coffee.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Go ahead, Warren. I'll be ready.
All right. I want a buttered bun with a cup of coffee. All right.
Hey, Bam?
Yeah. And a cup of coffee is what I want.
All right. It's going to be 7:47. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jesus, that is the craziest thing, Phil.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. This is a full hamburger. I don't want any of it. This guy's a stupid ass.
Frank, listen, man. I don't have time for this, okay? I need to talk to you.
All right.
So that's what I said.
Well, you don't have any I mean, you said that you were quoting somebody, right?
I was quoting a guy from a radio show from 10 years before.
Now, were you listening to the show, or...
No, I was working at the same station with this guy, and the word went out that this poor man had been... I say poor man because he was, like I said, from another country.
They don't know what the N-word means?
It meant something slightly different from where he was from.
Where was she from?
He was from Australia.
Australia? I don't understand. Well, hold for just a minute, okay?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. Listen,
go ahead, Warren. I'll be ready.
I want to have the buttered bun, and I want to have a cup of coffee and napkins, okay? I don't want a hamburger. I said the whole thing.
All right.
I'm going to come
to you.
I don't care at all.
What are you getting a buttered bun for?
I thought it sounded delicious. I just wanted a buttered bun to have a cup of coffee, something to have, something light.
Boy, that's hardly light.
Yeah, it's not very light.
Look at all the beauty queens. They all know how to...
So, that was what happened to me.
Oh, okay. No, I don't... If you... See, what happened was, she's the one that said it. You were quoting her.
Right. I was quoting this talk show host, and that's all there is to that. I don't know. Why am I talking to you?
Margaret said that you...
I thought you might need some legal advice. Will you get it? Thank you very much, Frank.
All right. Well, I'm very happy to help out, Phil, whenever I can.
Hey,
listen, I want to... Go ahead,
whenever you're ready.
I said I want
to... Wow.
Yeah, you see, Frank only has... First of all, Frank has only so much brain power left. He has only so much undamaged gray matter. And then there's the matter of patience.
There's only so much gray matter in a matter of patience.
That's right, bud. Isn't that alliterative?
Right?
There's only...
Easy, bud. Just ease back, man.
There's only so much that Frank can understand, and...
Well, I think we got to the... But I thank you for that, Margaret. I don't think I needed a lawyer or anything.
I don't know. I just, you know, Frank is conversant, there's the word that we've been using lately, with these things.
All right, let me get now onto the phone, because we are putting out fires left and right around here. David G. Hall is the David G. Hall is the Vice President of Digital Sales for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, joining us on the line now from South Pasadena, California. You're in the middle of some Christmas shopping, David?
That's right now, that's what we're doing, yeah.
All right, the story...
All I want to know is, did you actually say the N-word?
In 1999.
No, I'm talking about on the show today.
No.
On the podcast, was this yesterday's show?
This was yesterday's show.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. This was the classic hour that we include with each day's show.
In other words, it was the BSP Classic.
It was the BSP Classic?
Yes.
Hold on for a minute, Phil. You have to understand something. Hold on. You have to understand something. Somebody calls me up this afternoon about a 10:30.
This afternoon at 10:30.
I'm sorry, about a half past, whatever it was, a 8:30. Maybe it was earlier tonight. Someone calls me earlier tonight, and they said to me, you're not going to believe this. Henry said the N-word. Hold on. I had to stop off and... get out of the car and walk around when I heard this.
Well, so thank you very much for calling me first.
What did you just say? You went, so thank you very much for calling me first?
No, I said thanks very much for calling me first, and I didn't lisp.
Oh, okay. It's, you know...
David, is this, you know, going to go on much longer?
Phil, we're talking about your show here. You saying the N-word.
David, he didn't say the N-word on the show. He didn't even say it intentionally on the 1999 show. He was quoting somebody.
Okay, let me get this straight, because I'm the guy that's got to go out there. Understand something, Phil? I'm the face of the Phil Henry Show, you know? I go out there every day. I put my...
I know, you put your rear end on the line.
That's it. You're darn right. I go out there every day. I put my ass on the line. I put my ass on the line. I'm just trying to...
Take a deep breath or something.
Yes, I'll take a deep breath or something.
I'm trying. I go out there every day. I put my rear end of the line for you. So I want to know what happened. This N-word that got out on the show.
It didn't get out on the show. It got out on a BSP Classic Hour that we were including on our daily post, as you know, for all of the subscribers. So it was in this Classic Hour. And the Classic Hour was from December of 1999.
And in 1999, there's Henry going, yeah, hey, N-word this and N-word that.
No, that wasn't it at all. In 1999, I was telling the story of a host that I had worked with 10 years before, and I'm not mentioning the station, and I'm not mentioning the man's name out of respect to him. It's an old, old issue that had been, you know, gone over.
Well, you got to tell me who it is, okay? I mean, this is...
Why do I need to tell you?
Well, I got people are saying to me, you know...
Who's saying this to you, David? I thought the only person that you talked to was Bud.
Well, Bud's saying to me, yeah. You should have heard it.
Get him, I mean...
Bud FaceTimed me. He's jumping up and down with his arms here going, Mr. Hall, Mr. Henry said the N-word and everything.
Did you really, Bud?
I said that it was on a...
He said it was on a BSP Classic Hour, but you know...
No, I don't know. No, tell me about it.
Oh, hold on for a minute. What do you kids want? Blow. Just blow. Some kids hanging around. He says to me, you said the N-word.
All right, do you want to know the story? Do you want to get all panicky?
I've been wanting to hear the story... I've been wanting to hear the story for a while. I'm okay, Phil. Understand, I'm okay. It's just when I think about what this could do to you.
David, I was on the BSP show today, which was a show that was replayed from 1999. So it was me 25 years ago mentioning an incident that had happened at the radio station 10 years before that. And it was a man who had used the N-word, and I quoted the phrase that he had used. And that was the extent of that. I said, wow, can you believe this guy said this? And he got fired for it.
Well, all right, so the guy, you don't want to say the host is, do you?
No, I don't. I'm not going to say the guy's name. Everybody knows it happened probably. Probably people know which station it happened at, but I'm not going to mention it. I'm simply going to say it was a. I was quoting that man, and he was fired, and that was the end of that.
So you're not saying... Sorry. Oh,
come on. Hall, what are you freaking out about?
What am I freaking out about? I just heard that the product, the product of the Phil Andreessen website. Okay, in other words, Phil's a man, but he's also a product. He's also a thing. A thing that I go out every day and I try to sell. And the thing just told me that it said, I don't mean any offense by this, Phil. I'm saying that you went out.
Boy, your voice really crimps up, man, when you get nervous.
Yeah.
Just like every other man on this program.
Oh, every other man, huh? And what happens when you get nervous, Margaret?
When I get nervous, this is how I sound.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Anyway, so, well, that was scary.
You better believe it.
Anyway, so what happened was, I'm listening to this.
Let me just explain. So I'm on the BSP Classic show from December of
1999. Why didn't you listen to it?
And
hold on.
Yeah, sorry. Butch up a little bit, will you?
I'm starting to sound all scared and stuff. He's nervous, understandably so.
Yeah. Oh, great. So he said understandably so.
You know, David, maybe you ought to hang up and get a grip, because you sound like you're coming apart.
I'm fine until I find out what happened.
What happened was, I was on the BSP Classic show from 25 years ago, and I said, hey, there was a guy, his name was this and this, and he said these words, and that was that. And somebody heard the N-word on this show that was not over the public feed on iTunes. It wasn't our free podcast that we offer on our homepage. It wasn't the one that went out on Podcast One. It was the Classic show.
So this was subscriber only?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so? Why didn't you say so? You got me ready to... I'm ready to drop a log. I'm ready to drop an entire forest into the webbing of my swim sunk.
Of your swim sunk?
Of my swimsuit.
Okay, David. Yes, now you hear it. And now you can take a deep breath. And breathe again. It's all good.
Phil, you will never understand until you've been in management, if you ever go into management.
Which I will never do.
Of course not. So you guys like to take your pot shots, but you never want to really go into management.
No, because I know I don't have any talent for it. I know that I wouldn't be any good at it, unlike a lot of guys in management who aren't any good at it, but they still go into it.
Well, you really like to take your shot. You really like to take the shot, don't you?
I sure do. So that was the extent of that.
All right, you got to tell me. The next time something like this happens...
I only found out that there was a reaction to it on the BSP's and More page, and that was it.
Was it on your fan page? You got 55,000 people over there, okay?
Calm the hell down, man.
All right. I'm just trying to tell you...
David, you sound like a panicked child.
Excuse me, Margaret, that I don't have your brass balls, okay?
What did you say?
Well, I'm sorry. You're treating this... I don't get anything to be afraid of.
David, you're kind of...
You're choking up and sound like a little tiny baby.
Oh, I might choke it up and sound like a little tiny baby. Is that what's bothering you guys?
It's not bothering me, man. What's bothering me is I can't get you to calm down long enough to hear what's happening.
I heard you. You were quoting some guy. So you didn't say it yourself.
No, I didn't say it. I would never say that myself in a million bloody-ass years. I would never refer to anybody that way. And, of course, since, I don't know, over the last 10 years or 15 years or so, it's no longer any good to even say that word when you're quoting somebody. You always just say N-word, and that is exactly how I've conducted myself. But this was 99, as I said. I was quoting that guy.
Did I give you any heat back then?
No.
You're telling me that I let you say that?
Yeah.
I was the program director on your radio station at that time, wasn't I?
I was, at that time, I was now syndicated with Premiere. So it's okay, all right? And you know, if you wanted to scream at me about it, yes, if you wanted to scream at him about it, you should have nailed him 25 years ago.
25 years ago?
That's when it happened. That was the show. It was a December 1999 show.
A game.
Oh, God. Well, you have to understand that being in my position, forget it, I
sounds to me like you're having a very difficult time talking.
I am. Because I had a...
No, you gotta calm down now. It's...
Are you calm enough to just understand that this was much less than what you were imagining it was?
I am, and yet there's a part of me that will always feel... It's like somebody walking up to you with an unloaded gun that you don't know is unloaded. They put the barrel to your head and they squeeze the trigger and nothing comes out. That's exactly... Oh, man, I'm just thinking about it.
All right, David. Yeah, I gotta go. I hope, you know, I don't know what to tell you, man. Take a cold shower.
Shower? What are you talking about?
I'll see you later. I'll talk to you after the show. How about that?
Give me a call, will you?
I'll call you after the show.
Give me a call, man.
David G. Hall, ladies and gentlemen, will be back on the world famous... Jesus.
Yes, everything's good, right, Sammy?
Everything's been good, man. But you call him up and you're jumping up and down. What was that about, bud?
I'm just saying that when they heard, or when I heard about it, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know, man. Thanks for nothing, bud. Thanks for nothing.
Oh, are you kidding me?
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, folks, David G. Hall here. David G. Hall here for the world famous Phil Hendry Show. David G. Hall here for the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and you can hear those. And you can hear those classic backstage pass only hours. Those are only for backstage pass members. Every day, we roll out an hour from the Phil Hendry Show archives. The deep 40,000 hour plus archive. The greatest value online other than porn. Make sure that you dial into philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Get a month or a year subscription to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And you can listen to shows in hours. You can listen to shows in hours. I won't panic. I won't panic. I won't. You can listen to shows in hours. Just like the one that you can listen to shows in hours that are really great.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Here we have with us Jack Armstrong on the line from Cleveland, Ohio. And Jack has been doing some reporting for us. The Cleveland Indians are thinking of changing their name to something. And we're going to find out from Jack what some of the suggested names are, what people have been saying, how the city is feeling about this. This is a rather important, you know, it's an important milestone, Jack, in the history of the city.
There's no question about it, Phil, the fact that they... Cleveland sports fans are really feeling the changes in the air, that the Cleveland Indians have decided that they're going to change the name of the baseball team.
And I know you're in the bathtub here tonight. It's not a controversial thing for us.
I was told it would be okay by Dickman.
Yeah, the guy's in the tub.
Right. I would like to just put it out there right now for everybody that, you know, if you're in a bathtub, and I don't know if there's any potential guests listening.
Well, Phil, what guests are, you know, this is wasted.
It's a waste of time, son. I would rather that they're not.
If I'd known that you don't want to have anybody in a bathtub, I would not have been in the tub. But I didn't know that it was going to be an issue, and so, you know.
It's okay. It's not about you. Anyway, go ahead. The reason.
Because I think Dickman told me it would be okay.
What am I supposed to do? Tell a guy no?
Can't you get them out of the tub?
I asked if you get out of the tub.
Dickman asked me if I would get out of the tub, and I said, no, I can't. I had a very tough day. It was not possible for me to get out from the tub. And I'm sorry if that, you know, sort of messes with your world right now, but...
It's okay. It's just that we've had a lot of people, when they run water in the tub, they go, oh, yeah, they make a lot of noises.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's all right, Jack. Go ahead.
But anyway, Phil, yeah, the city of Cleveland is feeling it. They're feeling the love. The Cleveland Indians, I think, are feeling the love from a lot of the fans who are coming with suggestions. But it's difficult. You know, this is a baseball team that's had this name for over 100 years. This was a team that started out as the Cleveland Spiders in the American League when it was a minor league team.
The Cleveland Spiders, the ancestors or the forebears of the Cleveland Indian organization?
I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know what you just said.
What he's saying is, did they turn into the Cleveland Indians, the Cleveland Spiders?
I don't know. It sounds to me like they maybe they should have.
All right, so anyway, we don't know.
No, I don't know, but there was a team called the Cleveland Spiders. So right away, you think, is that a good name? And I said, I think that would be a good name, the Cleveland Spiders. Now, I know there's a lot of people who, and the fans are weighing in.
Well, what are the fans saying?
Well, hold on. The fans are saying things like the Cleveland, they wanted to be the Cleveland Wolves. Or the Cleveland Sharks.
The Cleveland Wolves. You're kidding, right?
No, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I mean, one would imagine, you know, that they.
But what are they saying?
I am going out tomorrow to get what they're going to say. But this is what I think they should call the team. But I imagine that the fans are going to want to call it something red, like the Cleveland, like Panthers, the Cleveland Leopards. And I wanted to get in some ideas that I had. Cleveland Spiders, the Cleveland Creatures, you know.
The Cleveland Creatures? Wait a minute, Jack. So what do? We talking about your ideas?
We're talking about my ideas for what the Cleveland Indians should be called, only because you know the fans are not going to have good names. They're going to come up with names that they think of. When they think of the Detroit Tigers, they're going to want it to be the Cleveland Tigers. You know?
Well, they're not going to call it the Cleveland Tigers because there's a Detroit Tigers.
No, but they'll call it the Cleveland Tiger. You know?
Oh, here we go with that singularizing stuff. This is not why we sent you to Cleveland.
I know that, but I told you once before, I don't know that much about sports. I'm trying to fit in. I'm trying to...
Hey, Jack, we know you want to be a newsman. You're not going to be a newsman until you can cover the ground for us in terms of sports.
Yeah, then this is what the need we have right now, not for newsman.
I get it already. So what I thought I would try to do, I would try to, you know, put my own original mark on it and tell you what I think the Cleveland Indian name should be.
All right, so you think it ought to be the Cleveland Spiders and the Cleveland Creatures.
I think the Cleveland Creatures would be exciting. I think it would play to the modern mindset of people, you know. What about they have the Seattle Kraken and they have the Toronto Raptors. Something from the movies. What about the Cleveland Zombie or the Cleveland Attacking the Flesh? Not the Flesh Eater, that's stupid.
The Cleveland Flesh Eaters? You really don't know anything about people, do you?
I'm spinning it in my head. You mentioned that the plural of zombie is of the Cleveland Zomba.
All right, the Cleveland Zomba.
You know what? I was trying to give you the ideas that I had for this.
All right, when you get the fans' take on this...
Yeah, I don't know what the fans think, man. Not you think. You don't even care about sports.
No, I don't care about sports. I could care less about sports. In fact, I hate sports. But this is the only gig that I could get. So, you know, this was the only way I could insert myself sideways. You know,
yeah, you inserted yourself sideways, all right.
Into an organization, a broadcast organization, there's a way that I could insert myself in a broadcast organization. So if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. I did my best.
You're not doing your best, man, if you're not doing the job that we asked you to do, which is to go out and find out what the fans think. And you didn't even find out what the fans think. You're only telling us what you think the fans will say.
The fans are going to say, let's call the team the Cleveland Giants, you know?
No, they won't, man. There's already a Giants.
Well, you know what I mean. They're going to call them the Cleveland Monstras. They're going to call them the Cleveland Imperial Walkers. Something like the Cleveland Imperial Walkers.
That would be a pretty good name. Better than the one you got, the Zomba.
What?
Better than the Zomba is what he said, and I agree with him. Okay.
All right, Phil. You know, I did the best I could. It's another time to... Yeah.
Oh, that feels really good.
Now, you hate that, don't you? You don't want me to do that, do you? William? Phil? Hey, Phil?
Yeah?
Why won't you hang up on me?
I'm not hanging up on you because I know you're being a child and you're doing that on purpose. And you're just trying to get attention. Problem with you, Armstrong, is you're lousy at everything you do. So that's the kind of stuff you've got to do.
Let me tell you something. If you guys would use me the way that I'm at my strongest, okay? I am an investigative journalist. I like to look up things. I like to get inside.
Yeah, you want to get inside, all right. I'll bet you do.
Oh, God damn. So what's that supposed to mean? I like to put it up there. Like, I like to go up the Hershey Highway? Is that what you're trying to say? Hello? 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 Hey. Hello?
Oh, man, that feels really good.
Hello?
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Jack. Jack, you there?
Yeah, that's not a sight.
Oh, man. Gotta hand it to the guy. I gotta hand what to the guy?
Oh, it's, and that's real cute.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is Jackson Armstrong. Get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 40,000 plus hours of the greatest radio show in the history of the world, and the podcast as well as the netcast. Jackson Armstrong tells you to go and do it. You gotta do it, and do it now.
Yes, the world famous Phil Hendry Show website. Get a subscription and listen to the marvelous, wondrous variety of what Phil Hendry offers every day. You can listen to his commentary as well as his creative show. Listen to the long form, the short form, and everything in betwixt and beyond. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show won't set you back that much money. In fact, a yearly subscription is less than $7 a month. And, of course, the monthly subscription is less than $10 a month. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe I just said something that turns you off. I did the best I could with what I got.
Oh, yeah!
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or a year, but get it.
Best value online or other porn?
Hey, welcome back. World famous Phil Hendry Show here at the El Pacifico in Southern California. That's the music of D.A. Dad, once used bathing suit. Once used bathing suit. Anyway, welcome back. Thank you very much, D.A. Dad, and all the groups that we feature here at our bumper music and beyond on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We want to mention again that our chats are on Friday nights. This coming Friday night, our BSP chat will be from the BSPs and More page on Facebook. As a matter of fact, I posted something on Facebook today.
Well, you posted something relative to the contretemps that we talked to David Hall about.
Exactly. But also... we are there periodically doing Facebook Lives, and I was in Facebook jail for the last 90... How long was I in Facebook jail for?
You're only in Facebook jail for 3 days.
You were in Facebook jail for 3 days, and you had just gotten out of Facebook jail for 90 days. Right. I had a 30... excuse me. You're right, General. I was going to say a three-month, and I said 30. I'd had a three-month sentence.
What?
It's okay. I had been sentenced to 3 months in Facebook jail... and I've told you the story about why, and...
Well, I don't think a lot of people know it, Phil.
The story is, and this is the reason, I had posted a picture, and I think this was in the summer, yeah, because it was like 90 days. I had posted a picture of the 101st Airborne on Omaha Beach with a Nazi flag they had captured. There's a group of about 9 or 10 men standing there holding this Nazi flag. And this went across the country the day after the picture was taken. It was a wire photo that was very, very popular and very famous. Well, I was put in Facebook jail for that because they said it was hate speech because it was a picture of a swastika. So Facebook uses this artificial intelligence and these algorithms that just, it's just not working there, Facebook. I was celebrating America and our brave men and women in World War II and, you know,
well, it doesn't matter anymore because, you know, that kind of heroism, that kind of America. Yeah, don't get on your high horse, General.
All right, well, that I understand, General. All right, why don't we do this, man? We're going to bring on Chris Norton from Norton Explodes in Redondo Beach and talk to Chris a little bit here about the new film, Margaret.
Yes, this is Rex Rod Eats a Box Lunch. It's vulgar, but it is nothing that... that we don't expect, obviously, from Chris and Throb City Productions. And Chris Norton joining us now on the Newsmaker line from Redondo Beach in your studio. And I think people should know, Chris, before we get much further along, that you are always playing this kind of music in the studio. Is that right?
Well, yeah, Ms. Gray. What we do is, we play this music. I like to have this music as mood music so that we're ready to go. I've always told my crew... you want to be ready to go at the drop of a hat. You want to, and so I walk through the studio myself in a tight Speedo. I always keep some lotion. I mean, how graphic do you want me to be?
Not very graphic, but I understand. So this music keeps you aroused?
No, it's not so much the music as it's just we have a blue light. The entire studio is lit with a blue light, and I'm in very tight Speedos. And I also have on
You say a vest?
Yeah, a vest with no shirt. And I sort of glide with my hands mid waist high, going back and forth.
All right, so you're it's like you're always in a movie, is that it?
Yeah, that's right there. That's a perfect description, General.
Description?
I'm sorry, perfect description of what it is that we're doing at North Lodes.
Chris, your new movie that you wanted to talk about is called Rex Rod Eats a Box Lunch. Tell us about it. And please keep it clean.
Absolutely. I mean, I was hoping that you would let me come on and talk a little bit about it, Mr. Henry, because we're very proud of it. Rex Rod Eats a Box Lunch is, Rex Rod is my alter ego. That's the character that I play in my films. And I go into a diner in the Northern Desert Outreaches of Los Angeles, and I meet a very hot waitress in a coffee shop setting. She's wearing very, very tight. She's wearing a very, very tight skirt, and she has very large breasts.
And who's playing her?
Yeah, who's the actress?
Yeah, it's a return appearance of Missy Sweater Hogansia. And
What is her Missy Sweater Hogansia? All right, I think I get it.
Yeah, this is her stage name, Miss Gray. I think you'd try to respect it.
I'm happy to respect it. I don't get that. Sweater Hogans.
Well, no, Mr. Henry.
Oh, I see.
No, it's not that simple. I'm the one that gave her her stage name. I discovered her at an Osh hardware store. She was working in fertilizer and soils. And
she was working in fertilizer and soils.
That's right. And I immediately realized that she was hot. And for obvious reasons, I said, "For now on, your name's going to be Missy Sweater Hogansia." And she's like, "Yeah, you know." And she put down her trowel, took off her gloves, wiped the manure off her pants,
and rode off with you, huh?
That's right, Mr. Henry. I mean, you got something against a woman and bettering herself.
Oh, I'm sure she was really bettering herself, because anyway,
you know what? She's making more money than she's making in the fertilizers and soils. So,
all right, Chris, nobody's arguing with you. I understand. So, Missy Sweater Hogansia, and who? And you're the star.
Yeah, I'm the star. God, I mean, and who? Yes, Mr. Henry, I'm the star, and I work with Missy, and we make a good team. It's a good movie, and I wish you would give it the respect it deserves.
Look, Chris. Hey, let me tell you something, Norton. I got Chris. I'm never going to give you the respect you think you deserve, because you are in the adult film business, and I watch, you know, porn, I guess.
God, Jenny, you do?
I've seen it, yeah. There ain't anybody listening to me that hasn't.
Yes, but I mean, when are you watching it, Phil?
It's none of your business. Well, that answers a lot.
Yeah, Miss Henry, God damn. So what do you like, just going, yeah, like before I go on the air?
Okay, you know what, if you want your movie promoted.
All right, I'm sorry.
So what I'm trying to say to you is, yeah, sure, I watch porn. Everybody does. But here's the bottom line on all that, man. I'm not going to give you the benefit of thinking it's some kind of art form, because it's not.
Oh, you're saying it's not an art form?
No, it's not an art form. No, it isn't, okay? I mean, it's just nothing but a bunch of dirty movies strung together through, you know, it's just a bunch. It's sex, Jack. It's just a bunch of sex acts filmed over and over and freaking over again. I mean, how many different ways can you do it?
We did a weightless sex act.
All right, Chris, you're the first guy to actually film a weightless sex act. And I suppose there's some things that you've done. You know what? I'm sorry I brought it up. Yeah, there you go. Norton just beat you in the argument.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, how you feel about that? I beat you in the argument.
Great. Good for you. Hold on, man.
Oh, God, Mr. Henry, what, your girlfriend just call you?
Yeah, she just called me. Okay, so anyway, your movie is called Rex Rod.
Rex Rod Eats a Box Lunch, and it'll be debuting the Hot Box 3 next weekend.
The Hot Box 3. Where is that?
The Hot Box 3. Where is that?
Look, Norton, we know you do a good Phil Henry impression. You'd make more money doing that than you make doing these crap can movies of yours.
Oh, wow. Mr. Henry, that said, I will never again come on your program and promote nothing for Rex Rod. This is the third of the Rex Rod trilogy.
Good for you, man. So it's going to be the Hot Box 3?
The what?
The Hot Box 3?
Yes. Rex Rod Eats a Box Lunch, Hot Box 3, next weekend. What, you got to go call your girlfriend back?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I apologize, folks, for... You know something, Phil? You
You do it to yourself. You put that clown on.
Yeah, you know, the guy, Philly's not really worthy of, Chris Norton has been a good guest down through the years. He's starting to lose his mind is what's happening. Walking through the studio with a blue light Speedos. Man.
Mr. Henry, this is what you went. You went, man.
Right.
World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Don't forget, Phil will be on the BSPs and More page on Friday night with the chat. And this is a production of Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One executive producer, Phil Henry.